basically 4pm.
And here is your latest RTL Today news. The continued expansion of Findlay Airport was discussed at RTL this morning, with CEO Alexander Vlasak reporting that a new record number of passengers is expected this year at around 5.7 million. The figures have doubled over the past 10 years and are projected to double again to more than 10 million by 2050. Luxembourg's Grand Ducal Court exceeded its 2025 budget by €600,000, with total expenses nearing €26 million, according to its annual report. Higher security, maintenance and staff costs contributed. A major factor was the €8.6 million spent on celebrations marking Grand Duke Henri's abdication and Guillaume's accession. Luxembourg and Belgium have sent further humanitarian aid to Venezuela via joint A400M military aircraft, delivering experts, generators, tents and emergency equipment. The mission supports UN relief efforts and follows an earlier deployment providing satellite communications as part of ongoing assistance to address the country's crises. In international news, South African police have been deployed to prevent unrest ahead of anti-migrant protests as thousands of foreign nationals flee or seek repatriation. Tensions, fueled by unemployment and politics, have already led to deadly violence, with authorities aiming to avoid a repeat of past riots and looting. Outgoing UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer has announced a record defence plan worth nearly £300 billion over 4 years, including £15 billion extra spending. The strategy focuses on modernising forces and investing in drones amid rising global threats, though critics say the funding increase remains insufficient. Rescuers from around the world were pushing today to save any final survivors trapped under mountains of rubble after Venezuela's massive quakes that, by the last official account, have killed over 1,700 people and injured 5,000 more, and there's no governmental word on the number of missing, although estimates place the number in the tens of thousands. Sports, and Serena Williams will return to singles tennis for the first time in 4 years when the American legend steps onto centre court at Wimbledon today, while Iga Swiatek starts her title defence. And after Germany's shock capitulation to Paraguay in the last 32 yesterday with their first ever World Cup penalty shootout defeat, questions are being asked about its footballing identity, with some calling for radical changes at all levels in the football mad nation. For more on these stories, news, updates and much more, head over to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
Well, it is a pleasant day and the cooler temperatures continue with some clouds around, which could mean we have some localised showers during the afternoon. The current temperature is 27 degrees and this will gradually fall to around 16 during the night.
RTL Today traffic info.
And at 4 past 4, it's a cool 9-minute delay on the N3 between Schlamest and Frisange. Actually, nothing cool about that. 10 minutes on the A4 between Sessange and Pompierre. You'll be delayed by roughly 7 minutes or so on the N5 between Biff and the Lycée LTMA in Pétange. Lastly, our old friend the A3 heading down south of Didlange, up to no good. 25 minutes of delay if you're just joining the end of the queue there. 3 speed checks to be aware of this afternoon, by the way. One in L'Orange on the Rue de Mondacange, then there's one in Foylen on the N15 on the Route de Bastogne. Lastly, in Luxembourg City itself on the Rue des Aubépines. For everything else and to stay up to date wherever you are, it is, as always, today.rtl.lu/mobility.
Drive with Tom Einarsson. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Five past four now, this is Piri and Tommy Villiers with Dog. Stay tuned for Pink Panthers 2.
It's a quarter to five, you're getting on with your life. I won't let you sleep. Girl, you know it's not right, so let me save you some time so you don't feel so peak. Cause you know. Just to him.
Nothing.